joining me in studio this morning from the Jackson Candle Company, Jennifer Spencer. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hi, good morning.
So we spoke a little bit off air and in a different interview in a different studio this morning, but glad to have you on board here at WKHM. And tell us a little bit about Jackson Candle Company for those who might not know.
Jackson Candle Company started in November is when I opened, but everybody remembers the old Swan Creek that used to be downtown and broke all of our hearts when they moved out of downtown. So had an opportunity to pick up their line. I feature them in the store. They're clean burning, highly scented. So super excited that I get to feature the Swan Creek candles at my store.
So you've got Swan Creek candles, and you do some of your own candles right there in-house?
I absolutely do. I do a small batch, hand pour them. They are the crackling woodwick candles. So I've got three fragrances on the shelf right now. I've got a flowering clove and sandalwood. I've got blood orange and lime agave and honey and bourbon.
All right. So the wood... Give me the
woodwick candles. They make a little crackling to them. Mine aren't as highly scented as the Swan Creek candles because I like to have my candle close to me so that I can hear that little bit of crackling noise that it makes. But yeah, still very clean burning. I just wanted to have a different option. Otherwise, I don't think anybody would really care because everybody just loves Swan Creek so much.
Yeah, you got to make them a little bit different.
I had to make mine just a little bit different.
So I see on your Facebook page, rows and rows of candles on the shelves, but you've got other items in there too. Give us a little taste of the other stuff people might find.
Sure. I do carry the Camp Craft cocktail kits, and those are really popular. So should stop in and get some today so that you can have them ready for the weekend. They just take 3 days in the refrigerator. You put whatever your favorite spirit alcohol in it, and it flavors it for you. So I've got there's well over a dozen different flavors of those available, from sangria to hibiscus ginger lemon.
So I guess give me a little bit more of an idea of how those work. So you've got, it's like, it comes in like a pouch or a package of flavoring, and you got to mix it together somehow?
Well, what it is it's a small batch female-owned company that owns the Camp Cocktails, and they put all the dehydrated flavors together in a jar, and then you add 12 ounces of your favorite spirit to it, so tequila, whiskey, vodka, whatever it may be, put it in the refrigerator for 3 days, and then you just strain it into your cocktails.
Okay. Makes sense. Well, it sounds delicious for the upcoming holiday. Now, you're going to be closed for Independence Day on Saturday, but you're open for your back to regular hours starting today.
Yeah, starting today. So I was super excited. We're back open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 6, and Saturday from 11 to 5. I am open on Sunday as well, so I do 12 to 3, but I did make the decision to close the doors up, and I'm going to enjoy my Saturday, 4th of July, as well.
Well, say this has probably been kind of a stressful business time, getting started in November, then having the pandemic kind of shut you down, so good to have you back open. How has business been in the short term? Just to get started,
I got to tell you, it was very emotional opening, you know, my first business, but everybody was so welcoming. My neighbors are fantastic. There's so many new female-owned businesses in downtown Jackson, and it feels like we're just kind of like this uplifting group helping each other through things. And then, you know, closing, very emotional. But we're back open again. Mm-hmm. And from what I understand, every one of us reopened. There wasn't anybody in the downtown Jackson area that I am aware of anyway that did not survive the shutdown and was all able to get reopened again.
Yeah, that's great news. And you kind of talked a little earlier about it almost seems like all the businesses in downtown just have kind of a partnership. Like they all recognize that what's good for one is really good for all of you.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that I have people when I'm trying to refer them to my neighbors, they're like, yeah, they sent us over here. So, you know, you can basically park your car anywhere in downtown Jackson and make rounds and just walk around. There's shopping up and down all the streets. Restaurants. We've got Rustic Market, Blessed Nest, Beads to Live By, the Chic Boutique, Wendy Hill Creations. She opened around the same time as I did over next to Gilbert's. The Peacock Gallery and Cottontails are located in the County Tower building. And so, yeah, we got a new tattoo parlor down there and the axe throwing bar, you know, right. That's interesting. And I understand the ice cream place is getting ready to open up here pretty quickly, too.
Right. Yeah, there just continues to kind of pile in. And I love it, these kind of specialty shops to find things that you won't get anywhere else. And you said you feel like it's making Jackson, especially downtown, a real destination.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like a lot of unique little places where you can find unique things not found on Amazon, a lot of small batch. I'm starting to feature local artists in my lobby. I just had my first artist had set up last weekend and was fantastic. Just trying to give them a platform to where they can sell their items too. So I'm just reaching out to local artists to help do that as well.
So, and I asked you before, I kind of know the answer, but I'll put it out there again for the WKHM listeners. What's your favorite candle scent?
Okay, so I like the clean scents. I like it to smell like I've been doing laundry or citrusy. I know you mentioned you kind of like the foodie calorie candles.
Yeah.
and those are wonderful. Vanilla pound cake is fantastic, but it will make me want to eat vanilla pound cake, so I try to avoid those fragrances in my home.
I've been fooled. Like, I've come home from work, and I smelled what I thought was my wife baking a cake, and turns out it was just a candle, and I had to find something else to
Deceiving.
Eat. So that's great. Good smelling stuff. And, yeah, everybody knows the Swan Creek candles, so I'm sure they'll be looking to find you downtown. So specifically, where can they find you? Where's the Jackson Candle Company located?
I am on West Pearl Street. So I'm at 163 West Pearl Street. I'm just down from Nightlight and Shoepox, and I've got the Blue Julep. Cupcake Stop is right around the corner from me.
Mm-hmm. So you're right there on that same side of the road as Shoepox and
Correct.
Nightlight. Great. So that'll be easy to find. And like you said, just a little ways up Michigan Avenue, so maybe a little easier to find a parking spot.
A little easier parking on my side of the street.
Plenty of free parking right there in front of the Jackson Candle Company. So give us your website. Give us your information how people can find out more.
I think that using the Jackson Candle Company Facebook page is probably going to have the best information. I am on Instagram, but I'm still learning Instagram.
I love that you put it that way, too, because that's how I feel about most social media sites, too. I'm just still learning. My daughter, kids, they take to it like it's like riding a bike, but it takes me a little more time to get comfortable with utilizing it.
It takes me a little bit more time as well. So I do put up some cute videos on my Facebook page, and if I'm not in the store, then I ask my mom to do so, and hers are probably cuter than mine. I'm going to have her put one up today.
Well, that's great. So we appreciate you coming in. Again, that's the Jackson Candle Company downtown on Pearl Street. And Jennifer Spencer, thanks for coming in today.
Hey, thanks, Steve.